You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Zoe.
And this is Becca.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story that you're about to hear, told by advisory board member Jean Goldstein Plesser, comes from our October 2013 show, Parents or Guardians, that was hosted at Free Space in San Francisco.
This is the story of one of Jean's moms who broke the rules a few times during his upbringing, but it's a fantastic story, and we hope you enjoy it.
Yay!
Has a truly wonderful purple hat on that I've been jealous of all evening. Jean Goldstein Plesser likes cities, sunshine, and stir fries. He is an excellent judge of veggie offs and is always down for a game of buffalo bean. Please welcome Jean.
Hello. So when you're a kid, your parents are kind of the ultimate arbiters of what is right and wrong. You know, they set up this framework for you, and it sort of establishes there are some things that you can do that are good, and there are some things that you can do that are bad. And we buy into this framework pretty naturally. Sometimes we do the bad things, right? But we do them when we're trying to be bad, right? We do these things because they are naughty things to do. Right? So there's the framework, there's good and bad, and sometimes, and we accept the framework, but we say, we're going to do some naughty things, right? And it's only when we get older, or at least, you know, to use I statements, when I get older, that you start saying, okay, so, you know, maybe the framework I don't have to keep with me anymore, and maybe I can make my own rules about, you know, what is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, I mean, it can be everything from, you have to clean your plate. Like, you don't actually have to clean your plate, you know? Maybe that's a rule that you don't need to have in your life. Maybe you don't have to think of yourself as bad when you don't clean your plate. Or, I don't know, I don't want to speak for anybody in this room, but maybe your drinking habits represent things that your parents maybe would not approve of, or your sexual habits, or who knows what, right? But we've come up with different rules now for, you know, how it is that we live our lives, right? The guidelines, the sort of framework between good and bad, right? And theoretically, our parents are supposed to be the people who set up that initial framework, right? But there's parents in general, and then there's my mom's. And I would say one of my moms, Amy in particular, has not embraced this role of being the person who's supposed to set up the framework of what are the things to do that are good and what are the things to do that are bad. The way that my other mom, Louise, puts it is when Amy sees a door that says, you know, stop, like, keep out, she reads it as like, oh, like, come in, like, great. So along those lines, I just wanted to share a couple stories with you of some of my rule-breaking adventures with my mom, Amy. The first one has to do with one of her schemes that she likes to call her ticket out of here scheme. She has a few of these. They're going to be her ticket out of here. they're all very creative. They have some scalability issues, which you can be the judge of later. But the first ticket out of here story, the ticket out of here idea that I'm going to tell you about, it was called Simply Sandwiches. We made business cards and everything. and the business plan was we would get up in the morning and we would make sandwiches. We would make, I think for this one, we made peanut butter and jelly and tuna fish sandwiches and maybe like chicken salad sandwiches. And we'd fill up a basket with sandwiches and we'd go to different office buildings and we would sell people during their lunch breaks sandwiches, like homemade sandwiches. Like, who doesn't want a sandwich to show up at your office homemade by this nice woman and her kid without you even like asking them to be there? Like, so... That last part was the problem because it's actually trespassing. we chose to ignore that particular, I don't know, thing that society has decided you don't do. We would show up at office buildings and we just walk right past the no soliciting sign and take the elevator up to random floors. And we sold people sandwiches. And for the most part, like, you know, people were like surprised to see us, but they were like, sure, cool, like, take a sandwich, like, awesome. Just because we didn't ask permission, we just did it. And then usually somebody would be like, you know, actually, like, you can actually sell sandwiches in our office building. And so it ended up being more trouble than it was worth, and we didn't Zipless sandwiches only existed for one day. but we still have the business cards. So, but that was one that I considered we sort of got away with it. We decided there were these rules out there, there's this good thing and this bad thing, and we are going to choose to do this thing that is technically bad, but it's okay, right? So that was confusing. The second time we didn't get away with it. The second time we didn't get away with it. And I'm going to share this story. It's kind of funny. It was kind of traumatizing for me at the time. It was kind of a story that like I can laugh about now, but like only recently. this stuck with me for a while. It all went down at the Winsong Cinemas in South Durham. Me, my sister, my mom, Amy, and my grandma were going to see a movie. And I don't know if you guys have ever had the experience of trying to figure out what movie to go watch with a bunch of people who have very different ages and interests. But I have found a theme of this experience to be that you usually end up watching a movie that nobody wants to see, but is tolerable for everybody. And so that was exactly what happened here. We all went to see Garfield the movie. and it was just really bad. And so the movie's done. My grandma leaves. She takes my little sister with her. I'm like 10, by the way. And so it's just me and my mom, Amy, and we decide, you know what, we're going to see the other movie that we were pushing to see, the remake of The Stepford Wives, which is out at the same time. So it's very exciting. We're going to see this other movie, and like I'm thinking, great. So now the thing that we do as like people who follow the rules is we're going to leave the movie theater and go around to the front and buy another ticket and go back in and like watch this movie. My mom's like, no, we're not going to do that. We already paid. And so what we do is we get out of the movie theater, and then you know how like it's like a multiplex. So it's like the long hallway with like lots of screens, right? And we have to walk from one end of this hallway to the other to get into the other movie theater. And I'm like, oh, okay, like I guess we can just do that. Right, that's fine. But the problem is that in order to do this, we have to walk past the middle, which is where the entrance is to get into the multiplex, like get to the hallway we're going to go both ways to see movies. So we're going to walk past the ticket guy. And so we like we're like totally playing it cool. We just like stroll down the hallway to the Stepford Wives. It's like totally going to be fine. And like the ticket guy doesn't look at us, but I have this feeling that he noticed us. But he doesn't follow us. I'm like, okay, cool. It was a little tense there, but we made it through. We go into the Stepford Wives. It's like just about to start. We get a seat in the back. I like let out my breath. It's like fine. I have like gotten away with this crime. And then the lights go down, and the movie's starting. And then the guy comes in with a flashlight. And I just drop in my seat. I'm terrified. And like he's like hunting us. The ticket man has come with a flashlight and he is looking for us because he knows that we did not have a ticket to see The Stepford Wives, only to see Garfield. And he finds us, and it's the most embarrassing thing. And he asks for the ticket, and I pull out the Garfield ticket, and he says that's not good enough. And he makes us leave. And for me, this is basically the closest a 10-year-old can get to being arrested. and yeah, so we go out, we buy the ticket, we come back in, we watch the movie. But I could not tell you anything that happens in the remake of The Stepford Wives. I was just too traumatized. I mean, for days, it was like really intense. and like I said, only now I can sort of tell that story and think it's like kind of funny, but it was like really bad. but yeah, I mean, I guess what I would say just sort of as a, what I've learned from this, from my mom being someone who doesn't play by the rules all the time is, there's a lot of rules out there that are just kind of around because they're there. Sometimes even the people who are like defending those rules don't actually care about them. And if you ask the question and if you ask people, hey, like actually, like can I do this thing? Like sometimes you can. And I found that I've gotten to do some exciting things in my own life because I haven't just seen something posted and been like, okay, like that's a thing I can't do. Certainly doesn't work for everything. But yeah, I mean, I guess if there was kind of a bottom line, it'd be there are rules that are rules, and then there are some rules that, as my mom's taught me, are meant to be broken. Thanks.
If you liked this story, join us for our live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production was by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcasts coordination and event hosting by Sarah Bars, event coordination by Rebecca Stiebader, aka me, and event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks
for listening.
Have a great
day/night/life.